Dr. Gil Stork is the president of Cuesta College, with its main campus in San Luis Obispo and satellite campuses in Paso Robles and Rio Grande. And he joins us right now from the KGUR studios on the San Luis Obispo campus. Thank you, Dr. Stork, and thank you to everyone there who helped put this together for us.
Well, we're really privileged to be part of this program today, and so thanks for the invitation, Randall.
Now, I would imagine the number one concern for you right now is the passage of the $275 million bond measure on this November's ballot. Let's talk a bit about that and why you feel it's needed right now.
Well, you know, this college has waited for 40 years to pass a bond. The last successful bond attempt was in 1974, which completed the original campus here in the San Luis site. There was an attempt in 2006 to pass a $310 million bond, which would have done much of what this bond is going to do, and that is to replace modular buildings that we have on the North County campus and on the San Luis Obispo campus, as well as take care of the infrastructure deterioration of the things that do wear out after 40 years, such as roofs and air conditioners and electrical wiring and underground plumbing, and then the addressing the tremendous changes in technology. You know, when the college was built in the middle 70s and early 80s, this is before technology even existed. So none of the infrastructure was really designed to accommodate, you know, high-speed internet services, wireless, environmental conditions that are conducive to having good technology reception and delivery. So we need an infusion of upgrading our technology capabilities, and so we are really dealing with educational and industry standards. So that's really the focus of the 2014 bond, which is Measure L, and that is repairs, upgrades, technology, replacing the modular buildings that have to go offline by September of 2015 by a provision in the California Education Code because they are not DSA, which is the Department of State Architect, compliant. That would require building the equivalent program space of four buildings, two at the North County and two on the San Luis Obispo campus.
Dr. Stork, if I recall back in 2006, that bond measure didn't just fail. It failed by a pretty wide margin. Why do you think the argument for the bond measure didn't resonate with voters?
Well, you know, I was retired during that time, but I was serving as a volunteer on the bond committee. And, you know, my recollection was pretty clear, and that was that the bond, the information we were sharing with the community was really fuzzy. You know, if you asked me what was the highest priority on that bond, I couldn't tell you today. I just knew there was a long list of things that could be done, but there was no rollout plan. There was no rollout as to what was going to be done, you know, day one after the election, and what projects were going to be tackled first, and what was going to be done with the first issuance of the bonds, and so on. And to me, that's what when I was serving as a phone bank caller to people, that was the same thing that seemed to be resonating the most with the people I talked to on the phone was, we don't really understand it. You know, we understand the number, we understand what the tax rate would be. We understand the general educational implications, but I don't know what it's going to look like if I do vote for it, you know. Well, in this bond, there should be no question in anybody's mind as to what we're going to do on November 5th after the bond passes.
Over the past few weeks, we've had the opportunity to speak with presidents at several of the local community colleges, and I've been really impressed with some of the plans that are in place, future planning, and in some cases, these plans are rolling out currently at Hartnell College in Monterey County. They've put together a 3-year degree where they've teamed up with Cal State Monterey Bay to rush the students through in a 3-year program, which is really remarkable, I think. Hancock College has sight, they're hoping they have sights on possibly one day offering a 4-year degree because they don't have, there is no university directly within the Santa Maria area where students could drive to it pretty reasonably. And they're hoping that state law will change that will allow them to offer a 4-year degree. I'm wondering, for Cuesta's long-range goal, are there any sort of partnerships maybe with Cal Poly or some sort of a degree program beyond what you're currently offering?
Well, yes. With Cal Poly, it's a little different than with, say, Cal State Monterey Bay. Cal Poly does not have a requirement to enter into transfer agreements with their regional community colleges. They're considered, their region is considered to be the state of California. So our regional CSU is actually Cal State Channel Islands, so which to most people makes absolutely no sense in the world, and to me it does doesn't make any sense since we're 6 miles from Cal Poly. But that's just the nature of how CSU is structured. So we can't develop that special relationship that Hartnell does with Cal State Monterey Bay. However, we're still the largest feeder to Cal Poly, and we do work with Cal Poly very closely, interpreting, making sure that our courses and our course patterns and our transfer degrees match up with their requirements as closely as possible, so that our students don't lose time or lose credits in the transfer process. And we've been very successful at that. So Cal Poly really depends on our preparation of fine-tuning our preparation of our students so that they fit right into their curriculum and their degree areas without a hitch. They like our students because our students still outperform all the other transfer students that go into the CSU. This is verified year after year from the data that we receive from CSU. So we know our students are well prepared. Now, what Alan Hancock is talking about is that there is a Senate Bill 850 that's on the desk of the governor at this point. It's gone through the Assembly. It's gone through the Senate. And it's waiting for the governor's signature. This would allow a pilot program to be started in California to offer a baccalaureate degree on a community college campus. Now, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. So here's the plus side is the pilot program will allow 15 colleges, no more than one from each district, to run a pilot degree program. And this will go, this is an 8-year pilot. And but the kicker here is, and this is the part that's gone back and forth and has been written into the law, then it was written out of the law, that whatever degree that the community college would select cannot be offered in any CSU campus or any UC campus. Well, that's pretty limiting. For us, what we're advocating for is we want to offer a baccalaureate in nursing. Because we have an associate degree in nursing. Alan Hancock has an associate degree in nursing. But there are no 4-year nursing colleges north or south of us and to the east, Cal State Bakersfield. So all of these 2-year nurses that are working within the industry in the Central Coast have no local upward mobility aspect, which hospitals are now moving towards, and that's hiring the BSN person rather than the ADN person. So that's our advocacy, is nursing. And right now, it's not a possibility the way the current bill is written.
Let's talk about something that I imagine must be extremely exciting for you right now, and that is the very first semester of the Cuesta Promise program.
Oh boy, you hit a home run right there, Randall. I just came from our Promise meeting when we were recapping this first group that has just enrolled at Cuesta College, and we're looking at the finances of it, and it's looking really, really, I hate to use the word, but really promising. But You know, we were, when we started this, after talking to a couple of other colleagues that have some form of a promise, Long Beach City College and Ventura Community College and Santa Rosa Junior College, you know, when they launched their promise-type programs, you know, they were happy to get 50 to 200 students on the first rollout. We have 640 students that are currently enrolled taking classes under the Promise Program. We were so pleased with how that resonated with our community that you can't tell you and how what that means and what it means for that just to show the power of that gift that was provided for us from the DeVica family in creating this opportunity to launch a Promise Program. What we're looking at right now is, I think, as we roll out the finances, it looks like we may even be able to extend it for a full year. So that's really the good news.
Dr. Gil Stork, president of Cuesta College, with its main campus, of course, in San Luis Obispo, and satellite, I'll say facilities, in Paso Robles and Arroyo Grande. Thank you so much for sharing the Cuesta story with us today, and good luck with all those first-time Promise students.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Randall, for the opportunity.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.